Chapter 7
"There's another Wicker Man?" I asked, even though I knew damn well there was. "I thought it was only Nicolas Cage."
"There was one in the 70s with Edward Woodward and Christopher Lee. It's one of the greatest horror movies ever made. Wait a minute, you're distracting me. I need to regain my focus."
So, she was into horror movies and could get easily distracted. That put things even more in my favor. Naomi scowled at me and continued to perform this miniature dance ceremony with the burning reeds, until finally they completely fizzled out. She tossed them off to the side before she returned to the shelves of urns and jars and picked up a glass container filled with a clear, oily substance. Then Naomi walked over to me and started to uncork the bottle.
"Well, hey now, we just met like a few minutes ago. I don't know if we're at the oil massage part of our relationship."
"Don't get your hopes up, bastard of Bast. This is all part of the ceremony."
"That seems like the most fun part to me," I said, but the witch ignored me. Naomi poured a bit of the substance onto her hand, and then she began to rub it all over my bare chest. It was some sort of ointment, so it felt warm and slimy against my flesh and smelled strongly like cardamom seeds.
"Khonsu, please bring your good graces down upon us this day,"
Naomi said as she closed her eyes and prayed.
"We bathe our sacrifice in your seed as a token of..."
"Hold on there," I shuddered.
"Did you just say his seed? Like
his seed. Is that what you just rubbed on me?"
"Yes, bastard,"
Naomi growled sarcastically as her eyes narrowed.
"This is a bottle full of a god's semen. Do you have any idea what sort of value that would have if it were real? All the women in the coven would be fighting to the death for it."
"So it's symbolic, then, I hope?" I asked with a raised eyebrow.
"It's scented baby oil."
Naomi rolled her eyes.
"Now if you'll shut the hell up for 2 seconds."
"Ah!" I interjected, and I was fully aware she was on the verge of blowing a gasket.
"So it is symbolic, like all the weird Freudian shit in that Psycho movie with Vince Vaughn."
Naomi's eyes went wide, and she tilted her head slowly as she turned to look me in the eyes.
"What did you just say?"
she asked, and then her dark eyes narrowed.
"Psycho, with Vince Vaughn playing that weird killer at the hotel. It had a lot of symbolism in it."
"First off, how dare you?"
Naomi demanded, as her red lips pursed into a thin line.
"We don't speak of that movie, ever. Doesn't exist. Secondly, the original Alfred Hitchcock film does symbolism a million times better than that ham-fisted abomination from the 90s. I mean, seriously, a fucking book filled with lesbian porn? Where's the fucking subtlety? Where's the art?"
"Have you seen House on Haunted Hill?" I asked, now that I had her on a roll.
"It's got all sorts of cool symbolism in it, too, and it's way more subtle."
"Let me guess. The 1999 one."
"There's another?" I raised an eyebrow and acted completely ignorant.
"Fuck me."
The witch hung her head.
"I almost feel bad for killing you now. You haven't experienced, like, half of the good horror flicks out there."
"I mean, you could always not kill me," I said with a smirk. "You could untie me, and then we could both run off together and watch all the horror films you want."
"Nice try, Carter."
The dark-haired beauty harumphed, and then she went back for another jar.
"But you may as well give up now."
Naomi continued on with the ceremony. She said a few more prayers to Khonsu, performed a ritual dance or two, and burned a few more aromatic herbs. I tried to interject as much as I possibly could, but the witch seemed laser-focused on the topic at hand. I had a feeling there were some jinx in her armor, though, and so far she seemed to be the least hostile toward me, despite the fact that she was preparing me for the metaphorical funeral pyre. I suspected I could turn her, but I was quickly running out of time. After about half an hour of rituals, I finally tried to change my tune. "So, how's it going to be done?" I blurted out, and I tried to make myself sound scared. "Are you going to torture me with one of those devices over there until I go into shock? Or are you going to make it quick and painless like the OLG always tries to do? Just a stab to the heart and then it's over?"
"It depends on what the coven decides is appropriate,"
Naomi admitted, as she crossed her arms across her chest.
"Many of them wish to torture you, and the rest simply see you as a means to an end that will put us all in greater favor with Khonsu, since he's a lunar deity."
"What do you think?" I asked with a tilt of my head, and I let my voice drop into a rumbling purr. "What do you want to do to me, Naomi?" I could see a hint of blush creep into the witch's face, but she quickly turned away and shook her head rapidly. It seemed to take her a moment to regain her composure, but when she finally looked back over her shoulder, she wore an evil grin.
"Disembowelment. I think it would be appropriate to let your guts spill out onto the ground and watch you fumble around trying to shove them back in. All before you pass out and go into shock, of course.
That's a pretty cool thing to see. I've killed a lot of OLG members that way.
Have you?
Naomi asked, as she studied me curiously.
They seem to be adamant that you always just hid your tail between your legs and ran away when they tried to kill you.
What? No fucking way! I've got a bigger body count than fucking Rambo. Jason Voorhees would probably be the one you'd understand better.
Huh.
The witch looked up at the ceiling as she pondered my words, but then she snapped her head down to glare at me.
Wait, no, that can't be right. You don't even know how to control your transformation yet.
Didn't the OLG tell you the whole reason I escaped the first encounter with them was because I transformed seconds before I was sacrificed? I smirked. Then I tore through about 20 of those cultists like they were cardboard, with my bare hands.
Now you're just lying to try and impress me.
Naomi scoffed, but for the first time, I saw a genuine half-smile twist up the corners of her mouth.
No way you killed 20 of Khonsu's servants.
You're right, I shook my head. I didn't kill just 20. I've killed at least 100. And I'm sure you've heard about the rumors of me killing Div and Orglan as well, right?
Well, yeah.
Naomi said, as she rolled her dark eyes.
That's not very impressive, though.
What do you mean? Those were two high-level paranormal entities.
They're not children of Khonsu, or any other moon deity,
the witch said with a shrug.
Thus, they're not very powerful. Anyways, you can stop with the fake stories, bastard. There's nothing in this universe that will make me unshackle these chains before the time is right.
Wouldn't dream of it. You've got a job to do, so you're determined to get it done right. I bet that's a lot of pressure on you, since you're one of the new kids on the block around here.
Not anymore.
Naomi smiled.
Now those three new suckers will be the brunt of everybody's practical jokes, and they'll be the low women on the totem pole.
Poor girl. She had no idea she was destined to be the low woman for at least a little bit longer. Is it really that bad here? I asked in a sarcastic tone. I would have thought having secret cult meetings inside of a fake crypt in the middle of a cemetery is like the American dream.
I could do without the high school girl cliques, but scenery's pretty cool. Makes me feel like Mary Shelley or Marilyn Manson, both of which are my role models.
Did you also lose your virginity on your parents' graves? I asked with a smirk.
No.
Naomi rolled her eyes.
Though I've always had the macabre curiosity to... No! Ugh, God damn it, Naomi. Almost fell for it again. You're not going to trick me, Werepanther.
I'm not trying to trick you, I said with a frown. I'm just trying to get to know you a little better.
Before I kill you?
Well, can you blame me? I mean, shit, you're super pretty, and wouldn't you want to know your executioner on a more human level? Especially if they were as beautiful as you?
Enough, false flattery, bastard.
Naomi narrowed her dark eyes at me.
Besides, even if I were in your shoes, the only reason I'd prefer to get my executioner alone in a room is simply so I would have the satisfaction of killing them myself.
By disembowelment? I smirked.
With magic. I'm a witch, after all.
So is that the only thing you can do? I asked, as I nodded to her right hand. The, telekinesis thing?
Hardly.
She sniffed in a prideful tone.
I can conjure up any spell known to woman, if given the proper time and supplies. Most of my coven can.
But what about you? Where are you in terms of spellcasting ability?
Do you want to see?
Naomi smirked, and then she summoned the silvery glow into her right hand.
I can give you a show, since it'll be the last one you ever see.
Heck yeah. I gave her a nod, so she took a step forward and bowed her head as she held out her hand. Then the red and black-haired woman began to mumble something in the language Ginny had been speaking earlier. And as she did so, the glowing light on her hand began to transform. I watched with macabre curiosity as the magic twisted up into the sky and formed itself into the outline of a king cobra. Then the spellbound shape suddenly twisted its head in my direction and let out a hiss as it fanned out its hood. Oh, fuck. Maybe I'd pushed Naomi a little too hard. There was no doubt in my mind the magical creature she'd created was just as deadly as the real thing, and I knew I couldn't just sit here and let it bite me. Was it time to go full Werepanther now? I had no idea if any of my lovers had made progress on finding a convert, and I didn't want to completely abandon Naomi as a prospect if I didn't need to. I'd seen behind the mask she was wearing, and I didn't think Naomi would kill me before we actually got to the ceremony, so she wouldn't actually let the creature attack. I took the calculated risk, lifted my chin, and met her eyes dead on. The glowing cobra figure reared back its head, hissed once more, and then lurched forward. My heart hammered in my chest as I watched the deadly creature coming for me, and I just about transformed into my panther form right then and there. Thankfully, I didn't,
Instead, I simply sat there, stone-faced, while the creature's venomous fangs snapped shut a foot from my face. The glowing cobra let out another hiss before it recoiled back into the silver aura on Naomi's arm and disappeared completely.
Wow. You didn't even flinch. Not even in the face of certain death.
Do you have any idea how many times I've faced certain death before, Naomi? After about your third time, you just kind of become numb to it.
Enough with the tall tales, bastard. The OLG has painted a very clear picture of you from their stories, and the only certain death you've overcome is that first night in the forest when you ran away like a coward.
I guess you can keep thinking that. I shrugged. But I think Khonsu knows the truth. Why do you think he's had his cronies so obsessed with finding me and taking me out? He knows I'm the one creature on this earth that can actually stake a claim to his territories, and who can kill anything he decides to throw at me.
You talk a big game,
Naomi said with a snort.
Though I've yet to see you back it up. You were fooled by your primal desires and walked right into a trap, where you were caught by three women who barely know how to do magic. That does not sound like the most powerful creature in the universe.
Okay, it was time for something else. Something drastic. Something that may or may not work, and something that would end horribly if it didn't. I was going to tell the truth. What if I told you those weren't my captors? I asked with a confident smirk.
What are you talking about? They brought you here in the trunk of a car, bound in magical chains.
Or, that's a clever ruse. Maybe they're really with me, and we just set up this whole thing to get into your secret hideout.
That would be a really fucking stupid idea. You're surrounded by some of the most powerful magic users this side of the Ohio.
And maybe you're looking at the most powerful team of paranormal creatures this side of the Ohio. I said as my eyes narrowed. Maybe I'm just faking it, and I could break out of these chains at any second and snap you in half like a twig.
Please.
Naomi rolled her dark eyes.
We sisters of the new moon have seen things that would make your tiny brain explode. Horrors the likes of which have not been seen since the ancient days when the old gods ruled the earth.
I guess you'll never know. I shrugged my shoulders. A beat of silence passed between us, and I watched the witch fidget as she scowled at me.
If you could break out of there, then why haven't you?
Naomi finally prompted. Because I wanted to give my friends more time. Also because I'm kind of enjoying your company.
Again with the fake flattery.
The witch bared her teeth in a snarl.
Okay then, Mr. Smartass. Even if I believed you, why? What benefit do you have of coming into a witch coven and pretending to be a prisoner?
Maybe we need a hex? A strong one none of us have the magical ability to cast ourselves?
And so you'd come to the home of your literal greatest enemy?
Naomi raised an eyebrow and crossed her arms.
The ones who worship the lunar creatures and deities, including Khonsu, the god who wishes to wipe all of your kind off the face of this planet? Doesn't add up.
Ah, so they did worship multiple deities. I didn't know if this knowledge would help me, but I still filed it away for later. I mean, we were trying to go to the Sisters of Horus, but our contact just told us the sisters were meeting at this place, so...
I don't believe you,
the witch said, as her brow furrowed. Well, how about this? I said, as I let my voice slip into a menacing growl. You can either go ahead and let me out of these chains now, or I tear through them and possibly you before you can blink. Naomi tilted her head to the side as her dark eyes studied me for a moment, and then her face paled as she saw the stone-cold sincerity in my face.
Holy shit. You're serious, aren't you?
Before I could answer, Naomi whipped her body around and shot a blast of her silver magic over to one of the jars on the shelf. She started to lift the jar up, and that was when I made my move. I gritted my teeth as I pulled on my restraints with all of my might, and the metal began to groan under the pressure. I let out a small growl of frustration as I gave it one more yank, and the metal chains all snapped like they were made of paper. I jumped forward just as Naomi pulled the jar into her hands, so I slapped one hand over her mouth and another onto the wrist with the jar.
Shh! I don't want to hurt you, Naomi. You seem like a nice enough girl, aside from the whole wanting to sacrifice me thing.
Naomi's free hand began to glow with silver magic, so I quickly pulled my hand away from her mouth and wrapped it around her fist. The witch's dark eyes were staring right into mine, and for a split second I thought she was going to scream for help. But she didn't. Instead, we simply stood there in silence, with our hands interlocked as we looked deep into each other's souls.
Fuck!
fucking traitor!
I suddenly heard a woman's voice scream from the doorway. Both of us spun around to see another Sister of the New Moon standing there with a knife in one hand and a glowing silver hand in the other.
Sister, wait! This is not what it looks like. I should have known you weren't loyal to the coven like we are.
The witch snarled.
You'll give up your entire system of morals for some good dick, huh? I promise, let me go!
The beautiful dark-haired woman yelled as she tried to pull away from my grasp. Suddenly, a blast of silver magic shot in our direction, and I had to yank Naomi into my body as I rolled back and out of the way. We came to a stop only a few feet from the table, so I dragged her back behind it and used it as cover.
I know you don't like me, but we're in this together now.
The fuck we are?
Naomi spat as she shoved me away, and then she leaned out from her hiding spot.
Sister, go and get some help!
There was another blast of silver light, and I had to pull Naomi back before she was hit square in the face by a deadly blast.
Traitor!
The other witch bellowed.
Naomi has betrayed us, sisters! No!
Naomi sputtered, and tears filled her dark eyes.
I'm trying to help you!
Those dumb bitches don't give a shit!
I growled, as I grabbed her by the shoulders and shook her.
Most cults don't. It's too late for you now, Naomi. They're gonna kill you if you give yourself up again, so you basically have two options. You can work with me to try and get out of this place, or you can walk out there and let yourself be killed. The choice is yours.
Traitor! Traitor!
The voices of the coven echoed through the main hall in unison.
Traitor to your coven!
Tears began to run down Naomi's pale face as she frowned, but then she looked up at me and nodded.
Okay then. Bastard. I guess I'm with you for now.